A special report from Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. This report brought to you by Minnesota Manufacturing and Avon and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. As we check in with Tom Haig, a farmer from Eden Valley, sits on the State Board and the National Corn Growers Association Board. And he talks about some of the main topics discussed this year at Commodity Classic.
Some of the topics, you know, we just had an open forum and we started just talking a little bit about the resolutions today. And tomorrow morning we'll go into the full working on the resolutions for our book. But some of the other hot topics today is that going back to our agriculture with the RFS. We've got some issues going on out there with Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, who is really starting to get more momentum and would like to put a cap on the RINs. Now, RINs is with ethanol, and if you need to be involved with ethanol to figure out what the RINs, but each RINs costs some money, so people that do the blending can sell RINs at a higher price and buy back at a cheaper price. It's how they can actually make a little bit more money. Well, he would like to put a cap on the RINs at 10 cents. That's basically destroying. There's no reason to be moving volumes and all that. So that's one of the things that came up here new, and we need our fellow farmers to be contacting their congressmen, their congresswoman, their senators to make sure that tell them we are a firm believer the RFS is working. Don't mess with it. Leave it be.
It's all originating from this one oil facility out east, right?
And that's where it came from, this oil facility. You know, they sold off all their RINs at a price because they needed to do some different infrastructure. Well, now they don't have any money to buy back. And what's happening is that just what you mentioned, this refinery is going bankruptcy. But what's going on in the background is that they sold off the RINs, but now the Senator Cruz is kind of taking the side of them saying, well, look at now, here's what caused this refinery to go under trouble, causing the bankruptcy because of the RINs, because of the RFS. Not happening. That is not the correct way and not the thing that's happening. That's why this place went bankruptcy. They invested in a lot of other investments and they did not turn out to be popular.
Seems like they're grasping for straws a little bit here, Tom.
Well, they're grasping for straws for that, and we just always know that with the RFS or whatever, it's always been a fight for us to keep the thing going. And once you feel you have things maybe taken care of for a little bit, something happens, it goes the other way. So this is a big issue because this not only affects corn growers, this can affect all of agriculture. No matter if you're a dairy producer, hog producer, whatever, it's just if we would have this, the price of corn would probably go down again just because of the RINs program that they would like to basically do away with.
Well, here in California, I had the whole conversation on the taxi ride in from the airport about electric cars. I mean, you see solar panels everywhere. California, they're in the middle of this whole energy deal.
Yes, they like to be, I think, as they want to be known as a more of a greener state and more to that. But, you know, to produce electricity, you still need certain ways to produce electricity. So that's not a good, clean, carbon manufacturing or whatever you want to call it. There's still issues with that too, but everybody says, well, just plug it into the outlet and we got it. But that electricity comes from somewhere.
They also told me it would take 2 hours to fully re-energize your battery too.
Well, that's the thing, and I'd like to see them out here in the 6-8 lanes and you're in the middle and all of a sudden your battery died. Then what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You have issues where gasoline, by putting in the blend with ethanol in it, we know exactly where we're at with our gas gauge, but it's just the fight that we got to continue to be on the positive side and make sure we get out there to have people talk to everybody legislatively, even if it's at our state, just to let them know how important yet ag is to our state back in Minnesota.
Finally, Tom, a talk between yourself and other farmers. Are we seeing a little bump in this corn price?
We're seeing a little bump in this corn price, and I think a little bit of that has to do with the dryness that we are seeing in South America where our beans are coming up a little bit. And, you know, even though we've produced three big crops this year, if we were to have one crop like we did for our nation in 2012, we would be using up the surplus in a matter of 1 year. So our usage of corn is there, and we don't need, I mean, it's nice to get this bump, get me wrong, and I don't want to see a complete disaster with crops and have corn go up to $7, $8 again, because that's, in our mind, my mind, was one of the worst things that could happen to us.
Tom Haig with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association joining us here on Chasm Radio. This special report brought to you by Central Livestock in Albany and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.